IndieCraft, Tracker Music, and a correction that needed saying. Jeff Johnson's 10-year retrospective at Lapcat Software, a fortuitous decade as an indie software developer, earned 94 points for a quietly honest account of building Mac software independently. The piece is candid about the luck involved alongside the craft, and the HN comments filled with readers sharing their own experiences and noting the specific market and platform conditions that made indie development viable across the 2016 to 2026 window. The piece sits in productive tension with the day's AI assistance discussion. Johnson's career is built on deep platform knowledge, genuine attention to craft, and staying small enough to be financially sustainable without needing to capture a large market. Several smaller stories completed the day's range. Mic Drop, a browser-based real-time multiplayer karaoke game, attracted 61 points, and genuine engineering analysis of the latency and synchronization problems that make browser-native real-time audio hard. A web-based implementation of Impulse Tracker, the classic DOS tracker music software, surfaced affection for .mod and IT files from the mid-90s alongside technical appreciation. The Falstad Math and Physics Simulations site, a collection of browser-based physics and circuit simulations that has existed for years, resurfaced with 23 points as the kind of resource HN rediscovers periodically because it is genuinely excellent for intuition building. And a piece from Tinkerings on Moiré Pattern Navigation, the optical interference phenomenon used in marine harbor guidance systems long before digital positioning, offered a reminder that clever physics applied to practical problems often predates digital solutions by decades. The broadcast closed with a correction the host described as an obligation. In a May episode, a claim was made that a naval strike had occurred in the Caspian Sea. The correction was unequivocal. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and deep inside Russian-controlled or Russian-adjacent territory, with no credible naval capacity from any outside force present. The error was not subtle, and naming it directly, rather than quietly not repeating it, was framed as a basic requirement of intellectual honesty. A revised fact-checking process has since been implemented.